I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Josh Whitman, who is on Twitter at IlliniAD. Josh, how are you?
Doing fine. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. Our pleasure. So when did you first decide to begin discussions or make the decision that this extension was something you wanted to do?
Well, I think it's something that we've contemplated for some time. We knew that this would be the year where Coach went from having 4 years left on his deal to having 3 years left, and that's generally the time when you first start entertaining this idea. And as we headed around the corner in the season, I think we looked into the off season and thought about what can we as the administration do to put this program in the strongest position to be successful going forward. And we felt like that message of the extension would be helpful in terms of the things that we thought were most important in this offseason. One is retaining our current players. We have 80 freshmen and sophomores on this team, guys who are game-tested at this point, have had a lot of experience and need to keep them together, get them another productive offseason. We've got a group of core coaches who I think are doing a great job, and they're going to have lots of different opportunities as the coaching carousel heats up. And then also going out and getting some new faces, whether it's a couple of the vacancies we have on our coaching staff or, just as importantly, some new faces on the team, recruiting high school players, transfers, fifth-year players. We thought that sending that message of stability, support from the administration was important and would put Coach and everybody else in that building in the right frame of mind and in the strongest position to go out and get those things done this offseason.
How does the extension affect the well-publicized buyout provisions?
Yeah, we're still finalizing a lot of those terms. You know, I think that the contracts, any contract really, no matter how long it is or how involved it might look, has really five key components to it. One is the length. Second is, of course, the compensation. Third is the incentive structure. And the fourth is what we would owe the coach if we were to make a change. And then fifth, what he would owe us if he were to leave. And each of those five terms exist independently of each other. And so we will work through those negotiations with Coach and his representatives and take that full package to the board when they meet in January. But as I said yesterday, it's not a new contract. We're not tearing up the current deal that we have. We'll make some adjustments to it and add some years on the end. But we're not starting out from scratch with an entirely new deal.
You mentioned the overall coaching staff and looking at how this affects others when there could be other opportunities that open up. Is Illinois committed to paying assistant coaches, and not just coordinators, but assistants down the line, the salaries that are competitive and commensurate with those at the very top of the Big Ten and around the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're not in a position where we're going to save money on staffing. We recognize that those coaches are absolutely vital to our success, and that we're going to put Coach in a position to go out and have the flexibility to recruit the people that he needs to be a part of this staff. As you said, not just the coordinators, but on down the line. And we're going to make the decisions and find the best people who fit our culture, who fit our values, without constraints on the financial side.
In March of 2016, you said naming Lovie Smith as the Illinois head football coach is the first step in taking this program to a place of national prominence. We will build a program that contends annually for Big Ten and national championships. After 3 years and a record of 9-27, what tells you you're on the way to doing that?
I think what I have the good fortune of being in a position to do is to see our football program every day. I see the progress that we're making. I'm able to be at the practices, to be in the meetings, to
what
be
do you
around
see?
Our...
What is it? I guess that's what I'm asking. What is it that you see that sometimes isn't on display on game day?
Well, I see the work that they're doing. I see the steps that they're putting in place, the plan that they have. I see the work that they're doing in the weight room, the film room, schematically. I understand that Again, these processes take time, and I think a part of the story that doesn't get told enough is the situation that Coach stepped into in 2016. We had a program that hadn't won in some time. We had some recruiting that had been challenging. We had facilities that were past their prime. And so we recognized that it was going to take some period of time for those things to remedy. And this is a long-term build. We know that. And so when we're around this team, when we're around this staff, we see the steps that they've taken and that they continue to take. I met with the team this morning, and again, 80 freshmen and sophomores, and had a chance to talk with them about how critical this offseason was. And I think it's key. Sometimes people become so fixated on the head football coach, and obviously the head coach is a key component to building a successful program. But especially when it comes to football, you've got 100 players, you've got 20 coaches and support staff, you've got academics, or you've got all the people around football, probably in total about 150 people. And I think it's important for them to hear from me. I believe in what you're doing. I see the work that you're doing. And obviously the results haven't been what any of us want. We're not shying from that. We acknowledge that the wins and losses have come fewer and farther between than any of us would like. But the process is put in place, and we have to give it time to mature. And next year when we come out, we're not going to be 80 freshmen and sophomores anymore. All of a sudden, the kid who was the little guy in the block gets a little older, gets a little more mature, and gets a chance to go out on the field and start to evening some scores. And I think we've got the right plan in place to make that happen.
So what's the expectation then? Do you expect to be a winning team next year?
I think we're in a strong position to do that, absolutely. Yeah, I think we're in a good spot heading into year four of this era to be in a position to go out and absolutely compete every week that we take the field. I think we'll be in a position to go out and have every expectation that we can win every game that we play. I'm not saying we're going to go 12-0, but I think that when our guys step between the lines, they have every right to feel like they can go toe-to-toe with the person on the other side from them, and that we're going to win our share. And, I'm not going to sit here and say how many wins that's going to be. I'm not going to make predictions or say what has to happen. But, they're going to go out and I think be a much more successful team than we've seen the last 3 years because of the work that they've done the last 3 years and because of the time and energy. And all of a sudden we've got, these are a bunch of battle-tested guys. These are guys who've gone out and played in the Big House, who've played at the Horseshoe, who've played at Camp Randall, and that's hard to do. That's hard to do, and they've got that experience under the belt now so that when they come out a year from now, they're going to be much more prepared and ready to go out and get some more wins than we've seen the last few seasons.
We're watching football change in front of us. We're watching the game evolve and the sport evolve, the athletes, the tactics, all of it. And it's evolving toward more and more interesting and more creative offense. What tells you that reaffirming a commitment to a more defensive-minded coach is the right move in the larger environment of football?
I think that, every coach has some background on one side of the ball or the other. Certainly you're not going to see every program in America go to an offensive-minded head football coach. I think that having a defensive-minded head football coach is a big part of our identity. I think that we found a great offensive coordinator in Rod Smith. We're able to go out and do some of those creative things on the offensive side of the football that you talked about, one of the most improved offenses in America here in this most recently completed season. And so I think when you're talking about a football coach, you want somebody who's a strong leader, somebody who's going to work and compete and organize and be a good CEO of their program. And ultimately, Lovie is able to do all those things for us. He has tremendous integrity, which I think in today's world is at more of a premium than it's ever been. We're able to graduate our student athletes and prepare them for lives of purpose when they're done here. And we're able to, I think, continue to move things forward on the field in a way that's incredibly productive. And I don't think that has any tie to what side of the football Lovie or any other coach for that matter was brought up on, so to speak. I think that you can surround yourself with people who are going to innovate and put in place a system that will allow us to be successful, whether you're talking about offensively, defensively, or special teams.
We are talking with Illinois Athletic Director Josh Whitman on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. How much heat have you been getting from prominent people within and without about declining attendance and overall footprint and profile? I know it must rankle to see Northwestern continuing to have some of the success that they've had. I hear it from a lot of the Illini alums that I know in various walks of life along the way. They grumble about it. You're the guy that hears it all. You're the guy they're going to come to with some of these gripes. How much heat do you feel?
Look, I don't feel heat. I feel responsibility. You know, this is a place that I care a lot about. I played football here. I have 2 degrees from this university. I've been around this place now for over 20 years, and I feel incredibly fortunate to be in this position. I feel very privileged to be in this position, and I feel very responsible to be in this position to all of our former athletes, to our current athletes, to our fans, our donors, our alumni. You know, these are big jobs, and I think we've got a great plan for the direction that we're headed. But we have to stay the course. You know, we have to continue to execute on that plan, and we have to give ourselves the time to let that plan become a reality. And nobody wants this thing to be successful faster than I do. But I also know that we're doing the things that are necessary to build the program. I understand people's frustrations. I certainly share a lot of those frustrations, but I also have the chance to see the people who we have here involved every day, whether it's our coaching staff, our student athletes, and I know that we've got the right folks engaged to move the needle for Illinois athletics. You know, I am a true believer. I say this all the time in the power of major college athletics, and I believe wholeheartedly in the potential that we have here at the University of Illinois, you know, with the alumni base that we have, with the state that we're in, with our connections to Chicago, with the academic profile of this institution, our membership in the Big Ten. We've got a tremendous platform in front of us, and for too long we haven't realized that full potential, but I believe wholeheartedly in the plan that we have, and we just have to continue, as I say, to swing the sledgehammer. We just have to come to work every day and continue to execute on that plan and have confidence that with time and with execution that the good things will come for us.
You mentioned the details of the contract were still being finalized. How is this being done, and when will the deal actually be completed?
Well, as we do with any coach when we're in a negotiation, we either work directly with the coach or with the representatives. We'll work through that on, you know, as long as we have it done in time to present to the board at the end of January, then we'll be in a good place. And, you know, once we get the contract finalized, we get it signed off on, then we'll make it public the same as we always do. You know, this is not an uncommon practice. I mean, this is how we approach every negotiation with every coach on our staff, and you know, we'll work through it with diligence and knock down some of these points, and then put it in front of our board for approval here in a couple months.
All right, before we let you go, how good should the basketball team be this year?
Well, it's a fun team to watch. We had a lot of turnover, a lot of new faces on the roster. I had a week out in Maui last week. Of course, it didn't go as we'd wanted it to, but I think you saw a competitive basketball team. We're one possession away from beating, obviously, the newly crowned number one team in the country in Gonzaga. Excited about Brad Underwood, his leadership, and these guys. I think that our fans, as they come into State Farm Center this year, they'll see a team with great personality, with great competitiveness, plays with tremendous intensity. So I don't know what that means in terms of wins and losses. We also happen to have one of the most competitive schedules in our program's history. But I do know that we're going to take tremendous steps forward. We'll be a much more competitive team than we've been recently. And, again, just as with football, look forward to a very bright future on the basketball court as we head into the future years.
Josh, thanks for taking the time for us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
That is Josh Whitman, the Illinois Athletic Director.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.